with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
If you are sick and tired of seeing NFL players disrespecting the flag by kneeling during our sacred national anthem, then you need to show your American pride and appreciation for the Stars and Stripes. Let everyone know that you understand and appreciate what the flag and anthem represent to our country. You can do this by wearing a Stand for the Flag and Kneel for the Cross t-shirt from Patriot Depot. Go to patriotdepot.com/standandkneel to get yours today. Don't forget to use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
Congressman Ryan Costello of Pennsylvania, the latest incumbent GOP member of Congress, not seeking re-election this November. He's citing family reasons and the current climate in Washington, as well as redistricting in his state. Despite warnings from President Trump's personal lawyers that she was breaking an agreement and could face $20 million in fines, adult film star Stormy Daniels goes forward with a CBS 60 Minutes interview last night discussing what she claims was an affair with Trump a little over 10 years ago. In it, she said a man came up to her in 2011 and told her to, quote, leave Trump alone and to forget the story, then looked at her infant daughter and said, that's a beautiful little girl. It'd be a shame if something happened to her mom.
I was rattled. I remember going into the workout class and my hands were shaking so much I was afraid I was going to drop her.
Did you ever see that person again?
No. If I did, I would know it right away. I'll never forget.
You'd be able to recognize that person.
100%.
President Trump continues to deny Stormy Daniels' claims that the two had an affair, and this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 5 months, and I'm telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life? Are you waiting for a better offer? Well, your wait's over. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can take advantage of the MyPillow 4-pack offer. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, you get 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA.
Gunmaker Remington Outdoor has made a decision to file for bankruptcy protection. It's facing mounting debt and lawsuits. The CEO of self-driving car developer Waymo says his firm's car would have avoided the crash in which an autonomous Uber SUV killed a woman last weekend. Waymo chief John Krafcik telling the Washington Post his firm's driverless cars are intensively programmed to avoid accidents like the one in a Phoenix suburb on March 18th. An Uber SUV striking and killing the woman, pushing her bike across the street at night. Waymo officials say Krafcik bases his opinion on the company's hardware and testing. South Korea taking emergency measures to respond to a surge in pollution, especially fine dust levels across its major cities. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A state-funded air quality tracker said that the level of ultrafine dust concentration hit 101 micrograms per cubic meter in Seoul, putting it in the bad category. With smog and yellow dust shrouding the sky, Seoul has been frequently recording high level of ultrafine dust in the air. The particles measure 2.5 micrometers or less in diameter, or roughly 1/30th of a strand of hair. It can infiltrate and harm the respiratory system and has been linked to illnesses including cancer and heart disease. I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we're from Nutrimost of Flemington. So today's forecast, today, sunny with a high near 46 degrees, east winds around 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 26 degrees, but thank goodness no snow. Tuesday, increasing clouds with a high near 49, light and variable wind becomes east around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning, everybody. This is Dr. Mueller from Nutrimost of Flemington, and you are listening to Get Healthy Hunterdon. And have we got a show for you today. So often we've had a lot of people that said, gee, if I could only get my mind in the right frame of reference and stuff, I would be able to do that, or how I keep getting held back and not able to do things. Well, today we've got just that cure, just that person that can take care of that and all. We've got Barry Wolfson from the Hypnosis Counseling Center here in our own hometown of Flemington, New Jersey. So, Barry, first of all, welcome to the show. And why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
Okay. Well, happy to be here. I'd like you to know that we've been doing hypnotherapy now for about 32 years. And our main office is here right in Flemington on Mine Street, right next to where the old clothing mansion used to be.
Oh, okay. Very convenient then.
Yep. Walking distance from downtown Main Street while you're shopping, you can come in for some hypnotherapy.
There we go. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you've decided to use Flemington as like one of your locations and all.
Well, I moved down here probably 25 years ago from North Jersey.
Oh, okay.
I had offices up there, and I had been working up there also coaching some basketball. And when I stopped doing that and got involved with hypnotherapy full-time, my first office was here in Hunterdon County, actually in Reddington, in a place where I was living on 523 near Schaefer Farm. And then we've grown from there to have five offices, three in New Jersey, one in King of Prussia, PA, and also now one in Fort Myers, Florida.
Wow, so that's quite a spread of locations and all like that. And you go to each and every one of those locations?
Well, I don't go to Florida every week or so. We're down there a few months during the winter time. I do some work for Florida Gulf Coast University, and I have an office down there. We're usually down there for about a month in December. And then after resolutions are done in North Jersey and PA, we go down there in late January through mid-March. And we work down there as well.
Interesting. So tell the radio audience and stuff about how you got involved with this kind of a profession at all.
Well, the short answer is my cousin was a social worker in New York City, and she had done that for many years, and she's got some training with some folks in the hypnosis area. And I had gone back to college to get my master's degree. Actually, when I was coaching basketball at the same school, Upsala College up in East Orange, New Jersey. Hmm. And I got my master's in counseling. And when some things turned a little bit and I decided that wasn't the route I wanted to stay in, I got involved with hypnotherapy.
Very good.
It's been 32 years now.
So being a basketball coach and stuff, I can really easily see the connection and all, because now we're starting to see more and more colleges, even professional sports people and stuff, utilizing hypnotherapy. And you see a lot of these Olympic athletes and stuff, they've got their headphones on and you're going through all kinds of motions and taping and things like that that they've probably worked out with their therapists and things like that. And so it's a very viable profession to get into and stuff, and have as a way of utilizing that service for these professional people then.
Yeah, we've worked with professionals in a variety of sports, as well as little kids and high school kids and college kids, to increase performance, to increase their concentration, their mental attitude as they approach sports. Because if you think about it, even the best baseball players are making out 7 out of 10 times, making millions of dollars. So they have to have the mental focus to come back in for each pitch, each at-bat. Mm-hmm. So there's a big mental component in, you know, success in all sports.
Right. And nowadays and stuff, it seems to be so much more stress put upon the youngster and stuff, whether it's academically, whether it's athletically, or just, you know, in general and stuff in life and all. So I can see how your services would be very, very effective and very, very useful for them.
Yeah, well, we do see a lot of students. We see them for studying and test taking as well. You know, when they're getting ready for SAT tests or going back for, advanced degrees. It is a very useful tool, both not only in studying and helping in the memorization aspect of it, but also to deviate the anxiety when it comes to the actual test taking.
Mm. Off air, we were talking about some of the different clients that you had, and you were talking, you know, a full gamut of people taking, whether it was an SAT, whether it was, MedCats, and everything else like that.
That's true. But also when we've worked with a lot of police officers going for higher ranks, they have to take tests after being out of school, you know, for many years. And like you said, even, graduate schools or tradespeople looking for higher certifications have to take, you know, more studying after not having done it for several, you know, years.
Mm-hmm. So you must find this very rewarding, though. I mean, you have somebody that comes in with a number of issues or a specific issue that they want to be working on, and then you bring them through a pathway of realizations and stuff that they can do? Or do you do like a set, do you have like a program that you would in put them into and all?
Well, we try to believe in short-term therapy. We usually, most things are 3 to 5 sessions, depending. Some are less. First session is usually about an hour, where the client would come in, get some background about the center and the process. We then teach all of our clients a basic little stress reduction technique. It takes about 3 to 5 minutes to learn, because we find most of our clients have some stress, oftentimes might respond to that stress by smoking or overeating or other negative behavior. So they find that useful in and of itself. And then what we do is discuss in length, you know, what's going on with them, whether they want to stop smoking or lose weight or they have some fear or phobia. So we get some detailed background. And then what I do while hypnotizing them initially is I'll test them to make sure they're a good subject. And about 90-95% of people are good subjects. If they're not a good subject, they're free to leave. There's no charge whatsoever. But assuming they fall into that vast category of, you know, people who can be successful, we then continue. We'll make them an audio CD at the same time geared to their own individual needs. So if they, you know, sick of the smell of smoking or they're tired of spending, you know, $3,000 net a year to harm themselves, or whatever the case might be, that's incorporated in the CD. Then they can then take home that with them to reinforce the work we do together, allow them to practice between sessions, become better and better subjects, give them the best possible chance of succeeding.
Very, very good then. That sounds great. We're going to take a little commercial break here, and we'll be right back with Barry Wolfson from the Hypnosis Counseling Center here in Flemington.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back. This is Dr. Biolo with Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most effective healthcare program. And we are Get Healthy Hunterdon. And today we're talking with Barry Wolfson from the Hypnosis Counseling Center, Pathways to Personal Freedom, right here in our own backyard on 28 Mine Street in Flemington, New Jersey. So off air, we were discussing the multitude of things that Barry works with and stuff. And Barry, why don't we go into a little more depth about those topics that you do work with there in your office?
Well, when I started doing this 32 years ago, I should say now, 90% was smoking or weight loss. Weight's still number one issue, but number two is any kind of stress, anxiety, panic attack. And then there's about 25 other different things that we do. We work with a lot of clients in any kind of fear or phobia, self-confidence, self-esteem, test-taking, study habits. Insomnia is one of the things we're most successful in. Concern, any kind of way someone wants to enhance and improve their lives are things that we'll work with. Could be nail biting, could be public speaking, which actually is the number one thing we're successful with.
Oh, okay.
Which surprises me, but is true. But 100% of the people we've worked with have improved. I wish I could say that for everything else. It's not the case.
Uh-huh.
You know, it varies in the topic. It also varies in the commitment that the client makes to succeed. They have to follow through and, you know, listen to the CD. We teach them some breathing exercises, stress reduction techniques. So a lot has to do with the homework and how well that they do that homework.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not me waving a wand and poof, they walk out the door 30 pounds less. It requires some effort. But it's effort worth placing into yourself because you're worth the investment.
This is great. This sounds like another valuable and very powerful tool to have in anybody's toolbox to be able to go to and stuff, whether it's a physical, emotional, or psychological kind of condition that's been, you know, that they've been exposed to, whether it's from childbirth or whether it's, you know, during early adolescence into young adulthood or even more recently acquired type of things. Do you have any kind of statistics or any kind of work that you've done with that you find more successful the earlier you get a hold of the person, or they can come in at any time during that that cycle and stuff and be effective?
Well, I think motivation is a big key, and the follow-through is a big key. You know, if someone calls me wanting to send their spouse to see me to stop smoking, and that person's not interested in stopping smoking, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to have a motivated, dedicated client to have the best possible results. So I think that may answer your question.
Mm-hmm.
But what it does really is it, as you said, another tool in the toolbox, it taps into someone's subconscious. So I can plant positive suggestions for behavioral change at the subconscious level, allowing people to achieve things that they're not readily able to do. Because we only tap into about 6% of our brain.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. So this is an area that we can get into a little bit further and really help people to stop smoking, which is difficult for many people, or change other behaviors or, you know, situations that they'd like to address.
So often, you know, hypnosis has a sort of a negative connotation. And just in a short period of time that we've had you on the air here and stuff, you've demonstrated that, you know, the person has to have, number one, the willingness to do it, the follow through to do it. And so, like you said, you can have, you know, anybody can physically be there, but if they're not mentally ready to do whatever it is that they come to you for, then you can do all the work that in the therapies that you know how to do, and you're still not going to get the kind of success that you're used to getting and all.
That's true. That's very true. The person has to be ready, willing. There's an expression, you know, the teacher comes when the student's ready.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
So hopefully when they make that phone call, they've taken that first step to make that change. But it's tricky. We had an individual who said, you know, they picked up a brochure somewhere over a year ago, and they finally made the call. Now, were they finally ready? I'm not sure always. You know, if it took them a year once they saw the brochure. But everybody's different. So you go with a fresh slate and hope that they'll do their best. I know I'll try to do my best and assume that's going to be adequate enough to create the success.
That mm-hmm. have. Very much so. And again, we find that in our profession too and all, and as far as somebody who wants to, you know, lose the weight and stuff. I mean, if you've got all these subconscious little, what we call hooks that keep bringing them, you know, back to those binge eatings or, you know, improper eating for their bodies and things like that. If you can't break that cycle, we use affirmations and all, and your program goes much deeper than that. So that's very, very, appropriate then to do that and all. So, yeah.
Well, we do some affirmations as well, and one of the things you asked before, which I didn't answer completely, you asked, most of our clients are women, a little bit more than men, but that's changed dramatically over the years. Any age group is certainly willing and able to be hypnotized. I find that people between the ages of 15 and 40 are usually the best subjects for hypnosis. I always tell people they have great imaginations, they're willing to try things. They don't have as many negative experiences as someone as old and decrepit like myself. So they're usually willing and able and ready to make those changes.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Now, so more women than men you've seen in the past now because men are becoming more aware of issues and therapies that are out there to help them and all, or is it they're breaking down that barrier, this can't be for me?
Well, I think it's a couple things. I think there's stereotypically men were always, oh, I can do this anyway, and I'm not going to complain about anything, and I'll, you know, work my way through it, and I don't need help. But hypnosis has been approved since 1958 from the American Medical Association.
Jeez.
So it's like 60 years. It's not a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been more readily acceptable because of the fact, like you said, in the old days you'd think of old black and white movies or, you know, look into my watch or, you know, follow my eyes or whatever. But it's not like that. It's just my voice, which puts someone into a soothing state of mind, where I can then plant suggestions for change.
Mm-hmm. And the subconscious of any individual isn't going to be receptive to negative suggestions or harmful suggestions to themselves, right? The body still has control over.
Absolutely. You know, somebody asks, you know, you get that silly question, am I going to bark or cackle mm-hmm. or whatever. You know, a lot of times. But you can't make anyone do anything they wouldn't do normally. Or if that were the case, I would have hypnotized a very rich guy a long time ago, and we might not be having this conversation. Now, everybody is fully aware of what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's very similar to yoga, meditation. It's very peaceful. It's very soothing. Most folks love it. They say, wow, that was great. Could do that again. Which is why we advocate the CD so it replicates the work we do in our office. And people become better and better subjects also, meaning as they listen to the CD, they relax quicker and deeper. Suggestions become more powerful, more permanent as they continue to work with me.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often folks will come to me, let's say, for stop smoking, and they'll work on their stress and maybe their golf game. So, it covers a whole slew of different areas.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you find that people who have like a sign or a symptom that they don't even tell you about, once you've done, you know, your work and things like that, they don't have that condition anymore? Like, say somebody, has an issue with, like, you know, loud noises or something, and because it's all related to like a stress environment or something, and you go and you take care of that more broad umbrella of stress in their lives and stuff, that other things are now starting to get taken care of.
That can happen, you know, because it's still utilizing the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a question of how you direct the person and how open they are to make some changes and how deep-rooted those situations are as well.
Very good. What we're going to do is we're going to take a little commercial break. When we come back, we're going to actually have Barry talk about what a first visit would be like to come into his office and go from there then. All right, so we'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This president knows what's right on the international stage and how to deal with Russia.
That's Deputy White House Press Secretary Hogan Gidley as President Trump expels at least 60 Russian diplomats from the United States following the poisoning of a former Russian double agent spy weeks ago along with his daughter in London.
The president's been very clear that we will impose costs on Russia when it is in our interest to do so. And when it's in our interest to work with Russia, we'll do that as well.
Gidley, speaking on Fox and Friends a couple of hours before the White House, confirmed that the expulsions had been ordered. Another administration official says many of the Russians being expelled are actually spies who are only posing as diplomats for cover. Under the president's order, the Russian consulate in Seattle is also going to be closed. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
If you are sick and tired of seeing NFL players disrespecting the flag by kneeling during our sacred national anthem, then you need to show your American pride and appreciation for the Stars and Stripes. Let everyone know that you understand and appreciate what the flag and anthem represent to our country. You can do this by wearing a Stand for the Flag and Kneel for the Cross t-shirt from Patriot Depot. Go to patriotdepot.com/standandkneel to get yours today. Don't forget to use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
Congressman Ryan Costello of Pennsylvania, the latest incumbent GOP member of Congress not seeking re-election this November. He's citing family reasons and the current climate in Washington, as well as redistricting in his state. Despite warnings from President Trump's personal lawyers that she was breaking an agreement and could face $20 million in fines, adult film star Stormy Daniels goes forward with a CBS 60 Minutes interview last night, discussing what she claims was an affair with Trump a little over 10 years ago. In it, she said a man came up to her in 2011 and told her to, quote, leave Trump alone and to forget the story, then looked at her infant daughter and said, that's a beautiful little girl. It'd be a shame if something happened to her mom.
I was rattled. I remember going into the workout class and my hands were shaking so much I was afraid I was going to drop her.
Did you ever see the person again?
No. If I did, I would know it right away. I'll never forget.
You'd be able to recognize that person.
100%.
President Trump continues to deny Stormy Daniels' claims that the two had an affair, and this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 5 months, and I'm telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life? Are you waiting for a better offer? Well, your wait's over. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can take advantage of the MyPillow 4-pack offer. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, you get 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA.
Gunmaker Remington Outdoor has made a decision to file for bankruptcy protection. It's facing mounting debt and lawsuits. The CEO of self-driving car developer Waymo says his firm's car would have avoided the crash in which an autonomous Uber SUV killed a woman last weekend. Waymo chief John Krafcik telling the Washington Post his firm's driverless cars are intensively programmed to avoid accidents like the one in a Phoenix suburb on March 18th. An Uber SUV striking and killing the woman pushing her bike across the street at night. Waymo officials say Krafcik bases his opinion on the company's hardware and testing. South Korea taking emergency measures to respond to a surge in pollution, especially fine dust levels across its major cities. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
A state-funded air quality tracker said that the level of ultrafine dust concentration hit 101 micrograms per cubic meter in Seoul, putting it in the bad category. With smog and yellow dust shrouding the sky, Seoul has been frequently recording high level of ultrafine dust in the air. The particles measure 2.5 micrometers or less in diameter, or roughly 1/30th of a strand of hair. It can infiltrate and harm the respiratory system and has been linked to illnesses including cancer and heart disease. I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back. This is Dr. Mule with Nutrimost of Flemington, serving Hunterdon County and the surrounding areas. And you are listening to Get Healthy Hunterdon. We've got Tuesday night, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low around 34 degrees. And, of course, it's nice to have no snow again. Light sound wind from the south. Chance of precipitation is a low at 30%. New precipitations amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. And then on Wednesday, a chance of rain, cloudy with the near 50 degrees. Calm wind becoming southwest around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation is still a low 30%. New precipitations amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. And we are back with Barry Wolfson from the Hypnosis Counseling Center, Pathways to Personal Freedom. And he's located right here in our own backyard at 28 Main Street in Mine Street in Flemington, New Jersey. And we were just talking about some of the things off air and all. So Hypnosis Counseling Center can help you with the following, among more and more and more things. But weight loss, smoking, anxiety, confidence building, stress management, fear and phobias, insomnia, test taking, public speaking, sports improvement, self-hypnosis, panic attacks, self-esteem, sale motivation, behavioral modification, childbirth, study habits, and migraine headaches, to name just a few of the many that can be covered with this and all. And so it sounds like you can help from basically cradle to grave and stuff with everything and all aspects of people's lives and all.
Yes, well, we do do a lot of different topics, and we're certainly available to help people who are looking for the kind of aid that we can supply.
So we were talking off air and stuff about what it would be like with a typical visit to come see you. People have all kinds of notions and concepts about what it's like, sterile room, sitting up on a steel chair or laying down on a couch and all. So what would be a typical visit for one of our listeners to be coming down there to Mine Street?
Well, we do short-term therapy. We like to do things in just a few sessions rather than, on a couch for a year talking over and over again things. So the first session is always about an hour, and then subsequent ones are a half hour. That first session, the client comes in, I give them some background about the center and the process. And then we teach them, as I mentioned, the little stress reduction technique, find out a little bit at length what's going on, and then test them to make sure they're good subjects. And 90-95% of people are. And when they are, we continue and make them an audio CD geared to their own individual needs. And that's about a 10-minute CD. And they take home that and listen to it once a day to reinforce, the work that we do. Certain things take shorter time, certain take longer. When we're dealing with smoking, if someone's smoking a pack a day, we usually do it in a couple of sessions. If it's over a pack, maybe three sessions. With weight loss, if someone's looking to lose 25 or less, typically two, sometimes three sessions. If it's over 25, we suggest at least four over a two-month time period, because that's a significant amount of weight. And then the things vary. With insomnia, it's usually two or three sessions.
Mm-hmm.
With stress, anxiety, depends on the number of years the person's undergone that, or the severity of the stress, and then usually 3 to 6 sessions, depending. But everything we do is client-driven. So if someone's doing really well in a shorter amount of time, certainly that they're free to leave, and you know, we wish them well. If they're not succeeding, which happens on occasion, then you know, certainly we don't have them drag on and on, but we're there to serve them as best they can. So whatever they need, we try to provide.
Okay. And once you do what we'll call a successful session and things like that, do they ever fall back into those old habits and all? Or is it at, you know, when you're working with the mind, and like you were saying off air and stuff, we're only using 7% of that great brain up there and all. Have you tapped into enough of it to make sure that your body doesn't become susceptible to those hooks or those key activities and things that would bring you back down to it?
Well, people are human, obviously, and sometimes they slip up. But what we suggest is they come back as soon as possible. So in other words, someone might go, you know, several years without a cigarette. All of a sudden, you know, a problem occurs and they used to respond by smoking and they pick up a cigarette. Well, if the CD doesn't kick it in by itself, they can pick up the phone, come in for a session, get back on track. Because the longer they remain smoke-free, the longer they're going to live. And I do individual as well as group classes, and I find oftentimes when I do the group classes, which are less expensive but also less effective, I'll ask, you know, who's been hypnotized before, you know, how long did you go for, you know, and my pet peeve is someone say, oh, I stopped for 4 years, but I've been smoking now about 5 years. Well, pick up the phone, give me a call, give someone else a call.
Sure.
Because the longer you remain without cigarettes, the longer you're going to live. So, you know, it depends on the people. We've had people, you know, who call me once a year, say, yeah, it's been now 23 years since I've had a cigarette. So it depends on the individual. But we're here if they slip up. And there's no, you know, sin in slipping, because occasionally it happens, like for tobacco. Typically, when a problem arises that sends them out of whack, or if they've gone and drank socially and their inhibitions have, oh, I can just have one. But all of a sudden, they're back to 3 and 5 and back to the same pack that they smoked before. So it is important, you know, to keep consistency and follow through.
Right. And we find that with our program too and stuff. You know, we can get the weight off and stuff, but it's the follow up and, you know, it's the change of that hook that causes them to, you know, binge eat or eat when they're bored or things like that we give them the tools to help them work through that and all. So again, you know, you reiterate how important that is to have that follow-up tape that you give them to go with and stuff, so, you know, they can play that whenever they need to and all. And do you have like a recommended area at home for them to do it, or a way to do it at home?
Yeah, well, they just lie down and get comfortable. And also I suggest that they get an auto reverse or a continuous play CD player. And also play it throughout the night.
Oh.
Because information can still be implanted additionally into the subconscious while folks are sleeping. But you put a good point up when you were talking about weight loss. I tell people that if they overeat a particular meal or they have a candy bar that's not supposed to have, just don't throw their hands up and say to heck with it. Feel a little guilty, get re-energized, start again immediately. Because they're not changing patterns that have, you know, just happened the night before.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to give it time to, you know, take hold, so they create new muscle memory and new behavior that is really what they want to do consistently. Because like yourself, we've seen many people who've lost weight before, lots of pounds, lots of times. It's not about it's about the consistency and the follow-through. So, again, I agree with you. It's very, very important to
right
be and steadfast.
Exactly. And you probably see this with all the different you know, therapies that you do work with and stuff, and the conditions, you know, whether it's smoking or the weight loss, you know, the insomnia. I can imagine what it would be like with the test taking or the confidence building, even, you know, public speaking. You always see, you know, commercials about, you know, people breaking out in sweats and, you know, near passing out, hyperventilating and stuff before they actually go out on stage. But once they get out there, then, you know, everything kicks in and all. So I could see where your you know, therapy would really help, you know, effectively with that.
Absolutely.
So that's always good. And then behavior modification, you know, and sales motivation and stuff. People, you know, don't think that, you know, they can go to these, you know, seminars and stuff and get all pumped up, rah, rah, rah. And sometimes it's just doing that little change to them personally and stuff, internally and stuff, that you guys would be able to tap into that would be so effective then.
Yeah, we try to use a combination of common sense and what they're looking to achieve. You know, I have a master's degree in counseling besides being a hypnotherapist.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a good background in sort of understanding people. And a lot of times they just get in their own way and need, you know, either a pat on the back or a kick in the butt or, you know, a little bit of both
mm-hmm.
to sort of find out how they can, you know, like I said, stop getting in their own way and go in the direction they want to go.
Right.
To really create a life that they want to live. That's what it's about.
That's it. So important and stuff. You know, so often, like you said, we're the biggest hurdles in our life of becoming successful and all, whether it's in your professional life, your personal life, or, you know, just in life general and all. And if you can just have a coach or, you know, somebody that can, you know, see those hurdles and stuff and just make those little changes, you know, to them and all, just how creative that can be and all.
That's mm-hmm. true. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take another commercial break, and we're going to be right back, so hold on there.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back. This is Dr. Miola with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we're sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most effective healthcare provider. And I just heard from our office that Hunterdon Happening has voted us as the best diet and nutrition in Hunterdon County. So I think we should give ourselves a round of applause for that, everybody. Congratulations. Now we're going to get back to Barry Wolfson here, who's our guest, and he's with the Hypnosis Counseling Center, Pathways to Personal Freedom, from 28 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey, and some other offices. And he's going to talk about technology in this field and all. So, Barry, this was kind of an interesting thing we were talking about off air as far as you do Skype.
Yeah, we do that as well. We have several offices. Besides having an office here in Flemington, we have offices in Princeton, Livingston, King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. And the last several years, we've been seeing folks also in Florida during the winter time. So We usually go down to Florida in December for about a month, come back up the end of December through the end of January dealing with New Year's resolutions. But clients who start with me in North Jersey or Pennsylvania will continue to work with me in King of Prussia. I'm sorry, in Fort Myers, because I go down there from the end of January till the end of March.
You almost sound like a snowbird.
Well, kind of like, but I also work down there as well. I do some work for Florida Gulf Coast University and some lecturing and teaching, and I also have an office down there. So folks who don't want to wait till I come back, like this week, will work with me via Skype. So just the same way as I am in my office, I'm able to see people in their home. Sometimes when the weather is inclement, like it has been the last month here, people would rather, instead of driving an hour and a half to see me in each direction for a half hour second follow-up session, can stay in their living room and work with me via Skype. The other thing we were talking about before, besides seeing individual clients in all these offices, I also do group work. I do them at a lot of different adult schools throughout the state. Used to do them for Huntington County Adult School years ago, and they had it, but unfortunately that doesn't exist anymore. But we're all over New Jersey and eastern Pennsylvania. We do them in the evenings during the week. We do a stop smoking class, usually from 6:30 to 7:30, a weight loss class, 7:30 to 8:30, and a better sleep with hypnosis class from 8:30 to about 9:15. And you can go on the website, which is www.hypnosiscounselingcenter.com, or you can email me at barry@hypnosiscounselingcenter.com. And our phone number is 908-303-7767. And you can find out where the groups are or set up an individual appointment. I know we have groups coming up in New Jersey in Rutherford, South Orange, Edison, Parsippany, Flemington. In Pennsylvania, we have some coming up in New Hope, Kittnersville in Bucks County, Abington, Media, Newtown Square, amongst other places. And that you can just go on the website, like I said, hypnosiscounselingcenter.com, hit calendar, and then you'll see what's there for March or hit next for April. And if those are of any interest, I'll get in touch. They're a little less expensive, but less effective than individual counseling. Just like anything else you would do one-on-one, whether it was singing lessons, dancing lessons, or skiing, one-on-one personal attention is a little bit more expensive and more effective.
Very good. Now, is there like a limit in as far as the size that you'd want to have like for a group? I know like one person is the most optimum way to do this kind of work. Significant other spouses in the same room may not be the best thing because the one spouse might be the hook on the other person, and also you'd want to kind of keep that. But if you were having like a common theme and stuff like stop smoking or stop eating type of a thing, about how many people would you want to keep the class to?
We do it in classroom settings on purpose, and that's why we do it in adult schools. So it's usually in a classroom setting. And usually anywhere from 6 to 20 is what we have. It varies depending on the location, depending on the cost. A lot of times with a bigger group, there's a lot more conversation and interaction, which sometimes is positive. But sometimes having only half a dozen in a room is okay as well.
Right. And I guess those would be good, too, and as far as like getting a number of conditions and stuff together, people can kind of see I'm not the only one with this issue.
Right. And you know there were some people years ago who would do large group settings, like in hotels and travel around the country. A lot of them weren't very effective. Some of them weren't even legit. And so we stay away from doing any kind of super large group. I also don't sell CDs over the internet. You know, a lot of people ask, oh, well, I can buy a CD for that. Well, I think you need either individual counseling or group setting to really get the benefits of the process.
Right. Now, when people are looking for, like, a counselor or, a hypnotherapist and things, I see the affiliations that you have here is about as long as my arm. What ones should they look for? What should they stay away from? Is there, good and bad?
Well, unfortunately, there's not as much licensing as there should be in most states. In fact, there wasn't any in New Jersey for quite a long time. So each state does it differently. Some people will get training over a weekend. I think you want to see how long someone's been in practice, what people's reviews of them are. Are there any testimonials on their website?
Mm-hmm.
And on my website, not only there's testimonials, which could be in the hundreds, but there's also some YouTube videos explaining the process, each of the different topics as well. So there's more information that can be gathered from those YouTube videos, as well as brochures, which we give people if they want, and the info on the website itself.
Very, very good. So quite extensive, though, and I see that you belong to, you know, some very top-notch associations here and all. So that, you know, says a lot from just, like, you know, the person who goes to, you know, the Holiday Inn and, you know, has hundreds of people there and stuff and, you know, says, oh, we're going to, you know, get everybody in the group here to give up smoking or something, where the more individual setting and things like that, or a small group setting and stuff, would, I could definitely see the effectiveness of it and, you know, the benefits of doing that and all with you.
Well, that's why I do it. I lost parents due to smoking. I lost a cousin on Christmas Day with a six-year-old daughter. So I'm highly motivated to make as many people not only become smoke-free, but remain smoke-free. Mm. I like the fact that we've taken millions of dollars away from the tobacco industry over the course of 32 years. And, you know, and that spread out into the other areas that we've been helping people in as well. So it's very satisfying knowing that, you know, I try to do my best to help people improve their lives.
Right. One of our tag lines is we're helping to see less and less of Hunterdon County because of the weight loss and all. So it's always interesting like that and all. So, and as far as pretty much person would come in to see if you two kind of gel in as far as your philosophy and what their belief systems are, you do a little bit of a testing to see if they are a candidate for your program and things like that. Mm-hmm. When they demonstrate either yes or no, then you move forward in either direction and all. And it sounds like, you know, like, you know, you do your best work in a short period of time. And as far as, you know, you're not doing it, like we said, laying on the couch for years, like is depicted in TV and things like that. But you have a very good knack of getting into where the issue is and stuff, and just getting that to change their perspective on things to a more positive sense, whether it has to do with getting rid of the cigarettes or getting rid of the fork in the mouth or anxieties or test taking or sports performance and things like that. So that says a lot about your integrity and, you know, from the heart type of thing.
Thank you very much. That's the way I conduct my life. Thank you.
Very, very good. I love to hear you have any stories about the sports improvement and stuff. I can imagine with the way that these young kids are being pushed to being, you know, excelling at just one sports now. When you and I grew up and stuff, we played everything and stuff, you know. It was summertime out, you were baseball. In the fall, you were football. And wintertime came, you were playing basketball. So with these kids being so, you know, driven and stuff for, you know, the one sport thing, you probably see a lot of that or no?
Yeah, I do. I see a lot of that with the kids, but working with all age groups, you see the same kind of thing. Like some of the most fun was working with a couple of guys in the NBA who were in their early years, who had not only changed their shot, because when you start as a little kid, you're shooting from your hip, but also the mental aspect. And they've gone on to have very nice careers. One is a Jameer Nelson, who was Player of the Year for St. Joseph's, and then made the All-Star team in Orlando. And he recommended a former teammate of his, this gentleman named Trevor Reza, who's now playing and starts for the Houston Rockets. And they've been the winningest team in the NBA this season. So when I see them, you know, doing things which we worked on and being successful, improving their foul shooting and their shooting in general, it's quite rewarding.
It must be interesting seeing a 6 foot 10 or a 7 foot person come in your office and stuff, and you know, you look up to the ceiling at these guys and you say, oh, gee, you must be in here for sports. And
well, it varies. Yes, mm-hmm. It does. But we work with a lot of different sports. We've worked with, you know, baseball and softball and bowling and archery and riflery and people with horseback riding and you know, just a slew of them.
Do you see there's more of a trend now of the athlete utilizing your particular service?
A lot of the younger kids in baseball and gymnastics,
mm-hmm.
also in figure skating.
Oh, you know, okay.
So a lot of different things. So it's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, and as far as I see here and stuff, you've got the sales motivation and all. So that I can see can be an issue with a company who wants to, have that edge over their competition and things like that. So do you work with some companies and things like that with their sales force?
We have done that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Not a staple and something that I promote a lot, but right. We have worked with more individual salespeople, sometimes when they get burnt out, sometimes when they feel like they can't make sales, they're starting to lose confidence a little bit. So it varies.
Mm-hmm. Very good, though. And such a wide variety of topics here and all, so it's just amazing how, you taking your tool that you've become very, very good with over how many years now have you been doing
32.
This? 32 years and stuff. So, you know, you've almost written the books that these younger pups are utilizing and things, and being able to move it into the market here and all to help a much larger group of people, whether it's an adolescent struggling to take a test or self-confidence, taking, sports, doing exams at a higher level in college, all the way up into, like you were saying, the professional sports people and all. Just incredible, diversity that goes on into the practice. So that says a lot about that 32 years of being out there, though.
Well, if I was just doing the 90% smoking weight loss like when I started, I would probably shoot myself. So I'm glad that the areas have expanded, that the research has expanded, that it's more readily acceptable to people now than it did many years ago, looking for alternative therapies and healing modalities. And even a lot of the insurance companies are starting to look at it in a way that's different, because they usually would not, cover things like smoking when they realize they could spend a few $100 with me versus having one of their patients develop cancer. It's now becoming more cost effective. So they're coming into play a little bit more, and some of the corporations also are looking at different ways of doing it. We've done a lot of work with corporations over mm-hmm. the years as well. So when they look out for their employees, it's to everybody's advantage.
Very good. So we're going to wrap this up now with Barry Wolfson, who is with the Hypnosis Counseling Center here in Flemington on Mine Street. And his contact number is 908-303-7767 and hypnosisnj.com. Everybody have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Dr.
Bible. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Despite warnings from President Trump's personal lawyers that she was breaking an agreement and could face $20 million in fines, adult film star Stormy Daniels goes forward with a CBS 60 Minutes interview last night discussing what she claims was an affair with Trump a little over 10 years ago. In it, she said a man came up to her in 2011 and told her to, quote, leave Trump alone and to forget the story, then looked at her infant daughter and said, that's a beautiful little girl, it'd be a shame if something happened to her mom. She tells Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes.
I was rattled. I remember going into the workout class and my hands were shaking so much I was afraid I was going to drop her.
Did you ever see the person again?
No. If I did, I would know it right away. I'll never forget.
You'd be able to recognize that person.
100%.
President